Bleachers, don't take the money. Opening up last night for Kesha at Not So Silent Night. We've had a chance to talk to Jack a couple of times over the last few weeks. He really, you know, for somebody that grew up in New York City, you know, in the big city, to be as famous as he is, as successful as he is, just know behind the scenes, he is one of the biggest producers in music right now. He won the...
He's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
He won the Grammy for Album of the Year last year for Taylor Swift's 1989, and he is up for it again this year for Melodrama from Lorde.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just talk about the success that he's had behind the scenes, and then he was in the band Fun. Mm-hmm. We know the success that they had, and now his band, this album, I can't stop talking about it. But so he came in last night, he talked to us for a few minutes, and we just kind of, you know, talking about the toys, having a good time, just backstage. So, and I mentioned this earlier, just kind of set the scene a little bit. So, with the Wilbur, there's a nightclub underneath of it called Cure. And then in Cure, they have kind of a VIP area that's behind all of that. And that's where they had us set up to do this interview. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy. We're backstage at Not So Silent Night. Kesha and Bleachers, Jack Antonoff. Jack, welcome back.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm super impressed because we talked to you, it was maybe 3-4 weeks ago. We spent a lot of time talking about porn, but we did mention that we were going to be collecting toys tonight, and you showed up with a couple of toys.
My friend Paul helped me remember, but I think it's really amazing what you guys are doing. And no sarcasm. That was a sincere statement. You guys are great.
And we're glad they're not adult toys. Thank you.
Yes.
With all that porn talk before.
With all of that, you guys made it specific. That's
for children.
Legos and an easel.
Last time you were here also, I had picked out all these questions to ask you, like, because we were in the holiday season, and I totes forgot you were Jewish. So it was all...
Did you look at my face? I made a Jewish joke last night.
Christmas things. And then when I sat down with you and we had talked and you were like, Hanukkah, I'm like, shh.
No, you can ask me. I have feelings about Christmas.
We took a switch. But what I'm trying to say is tonight second night?
Third night.
Did you get a present?
No.
Oh. Can we give you a present?
I'm an adult.
I don't know what that means. I get Christmas presents and I'm an adult.
I vehemently dislike the present culture around holidays because it automatically is not like, why don't you just give everyone money? Mm-hmm. You know, like, because you have to.
I do not hate that idea.
Right, seriously.
Like, gift cards,
like, or just money, because, and then save presents for if you actually see something and think of someone. And you know what? I'm not full of it because I don't even like getting them.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like getting them as much. I love giving them. I am an amazing present giver.
You're an amazing person.
I am literally the present whisperer. I was the other
what
day.
What did you get me?
Well, let me finish. So the other day, I'm at my place getting waxed.
A stop sign.
And when? Getting waxed. Okay. And so talking to my girl who's been doing it for 8 years.
Oh, I thought you meant like you were at home doing it.
No, no. And so she's like, I don't know what to get my mother. I've known her for 18,000 years and I don't know what to do. I go, well, what does she like to do? This. But she moved into a tiny, like, community. And I go, gift of the month club. Send her a box of whatever.
That's brilliant.
Done. And then she started going down the list of all her people. And I was like, bang, bang, bang. I did all of her Christmas shopping for her like this. I'm a gift whisperer. Do you need to buy a gift for someone?
Well, I've announced to everyone that I love that I'm not participating this year.
All right. Well, never mind.
How do you do that? What do? You send them text messages and say, I'm out for the holidays?
No, it's easier if you're Jewish. Yeah.
And plus, they kind of know you. Like, you know, they know if you're going to give them a present, like, during the year, then you're going to give them something. You know, it's like me. People know what to expect.
It's just a lot. I feel like I don't want my generosity or my feelings towards my friend to be summed up at the end of the year. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather be decent the whole year, deliver no gift, not implying that you're not this way, than be a the whole year and deliver a gift, which is, I think, what most people do. Not
okay, yet. let's go back. You said you told a good joke last night.
No, I didn't tell a good joke. I was on stage in Houston, and I was talking about Hanukkah and Christmas, and I was saying I'm Jewish, and all the Christmas songs are so depressing. Mm-hmm. I wish my life gets better on Christmas. I wish my baby comes home on Christmas.
Yeah. Right.
And it did not land.
Well, yeah, it's Houston.
People were like, stop. Stop. Stop that.
Wait, what does he mean?
Wait, is he talking about Jesus?
Did he talk about baby Jesus?
Is that guy from New York talking about Jesus?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Is that how it went over?
Kind of.
It's making me blush even thinking about it.
Tonight, use it.
Will it work?
You'll be fine tonight. Yeah.
Well, then I did another one about, I got the new iPhone, and I was right on the heels of the Christmas, but I was saying that, it was real cheesy, but I was like, what if you hold it up to another Jewish person's face? And it didn't work either.
You got to know the room, man. Texas is not the room.
I thought that, well, you know what? It wasn't my show.
Oh, so you were on somebody else's, so a lot of their fans.
If it was my show, it would have landed.
Right. Well, I got you.
It'll all land tonight.
All right, I want to ask you one thing before you go. For your album, which is amazing, my son and I are hooked.
We listened. Not stopped talking about it for 2 weeks.
So I just want to go ahead and recommend the next single. If you could do Goodbye as the next single, what are your thoughts on that song?
I love that song, but you know what? If the radio ever played a song with an interlude of spoken word.
I need a radio edit.
You need a radio, so you just want that loop.
Oh, yeah, I like your song, but would you fix it for me?
I like all of
like
it except for the
song,
first.
But if you could go if you could go on ahead and get Chance the Rapper to get in there.
Could you get a good producer? Because it's not like you've ever produced a good album, you know? Or won Grammys for them or anything.
This is what I deal with. Yeah. Right here. Yeah. You see, she gets to do that, and then she gives you a gift, and it's all fine.
Thank you. She's going to hand me a gift tomorrow, and all is forgiven.
She did. She got me a good birthday present.
A big thank you to Jack Antonoff and Bleachers coming in doing Not So Silent Night again. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having me, guys.
These are for you.
You guys are always wild.
We are always wild. Kennedy was on fire.
On fire.
On fire. Okay, let's give the number. Drum roll, anybody? Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys, and we collected 14,751 toys.
All right.
Amazing.
All
we
donated.
Have to go out again today.
No.
Are we done?
I remember that a couple of years ago. Yep. We had to go back out after Not So Silent Night and collect some more toys. So again, thank you guys. 14,751 toys for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys, all going to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. And you know what that means? Next year, we're going for 15,000.
Do we have to?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.